behold.
It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Well, the big voice guy is half right. Welcome in, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall, coldest team in town. This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show, but no Greg Pogue today. The Poguester, he's in Hotlanta. He's in the ATL tonight. This afternoon, game three of the NLDS series tied at one. His beloved Brewers against our Atlanta Braves. You can hear the game this afternoon right here on Nashville Sports Radio. That's a 12:07 first pitch, I believe, General?
Yep, 12:07 first pitch for him.
All right. Well, I'm John Burton, by the way. Welcome to the show, at JohnBurton32 on Twitter. And, of course, joined by none other than the young General, Patton Cook. Good morning, General.
Good morning, John. Last time we did this, we had a wrestling superstar join us in studio.
Yes, we did.
I don't know if we're going to have that this time or not, but we had a good time. Looking forward to the show today.
I just heard from my buddy, a wrestling superstar, Crimson. He texted me this morning, so shout out, Crimson, if you're listening. Hope you're well, my friend. How was your weekend, Patton?
It was very good. A busy week for me. I had Friday night football off. DCA had a bye week. It was their fall break, so no games for them this weekend, but had an Austin Peay and a Southeast Missouri game on ESPN Plus, and my alma mater, Austin Peay, they are struggling right now.
What's up with the Peay? We got to get Scotty back on the show. Give him some good karma.
We need Scotty back on for sure. Just offensively, very slow starts. Mm-hmm. The past couple of games against Tennessee State, they didn't get a first down for the first four possessions of the game. But against SEMO, a very good team,
and SEMO's good.
I wouldn't say win the OVC this year. I think UT Martin's got that title in hand after their performance, but they're going to go toe for toe with them. But Geno Hess, their running back, ran all over Austin Peay. But busy week for me, Austin Peay-wise. Had a soccer game yesterday as well, but had some time to watch the Titans for sure, and I much enjoyed that one more than the dumpster fire that was last week against the Jets. But just a busy week of football. I can't complain.
Well, we're going to get to the Titans in just a second. I'm glad you told us about your weekend. Let me tell you about my weekend. I just got back, just landed a couple hours ago from Jacksonville. I was in Jacksonville covering the game. We left Saturday morning, and we get to the airport, and it's a blank show. Because, for a couple reasons. Number one, fall break, which you're going to have to explain fall break to me, bro. I'm an old man. I don't understand what fall break is. That because the schools start so early in August that they've been grinding since midsummer, which how awful is that?
Right.
These kids got to go back to school. Back in my day, bro, I know I'm old man. Get off my lawn. Back in my day, we didn't start school till the Wednesday after Labor Day. We had all of July and August off. All right, so you got fall break. Like, the place I normally go to park my car, I got turned away because I didn't have a reservation. It was a madhouse. So you have the combination of fall break, and I don't know if you heard about this or not, but there's a little something going on at one of the major airlines in our country.
Yep.
I won't mention a name, but it rhymes with MouthQuest. Okay? And that happens to be the airline that we normally take when we do sports travel for News Channel 5. So we get to the ticketing counter, and it is a madhouse. There's people everywhere. It's total chaos, Patton. People are running around everywhere. Long story short, we had a 6 a.m. flight. Now, we had a 6 a.m. flight. We had to fly to Reagan Airport in D.C. and then to Jacksonville. Don't ask me. I didn't book the travel. You know, I'm not going to throw whoever booked the travel under the bus, Brian McKeegan. There's so many people there. We barely make our flight. Robert Kuzek, who's my photographer that I traveled with, he had a bunch of equipment. Half his equipment didn't make the trip because he had to go to full service. I went to the kiosk, you know, because I had one bag to check, and it was like, whoop, whoop, whap, you know, done. But I still barely made the flight. He barely made the flight. We get to Jacksonville, and like I said, thankfully he had his camera and his editing equipment, and we have the ability to, you know, email our video back here to Nashville to where Brian could put it together. But he didn't have his tripod. He didn't have a lot of stuff that he normally needs to shoot a game and to cover a game. So after our flight takes off, MouthQuest proceeds to basically cancel every flight. I'm not sure what's going on there. We've heard some reports about what's going on, but it was a disaster. It was to the point where when I got to the game yesterday, when I got to the stadium, I saw Robbie, the Titans PR director, and Kim, the PR assistant, and they were just like, "Whoa, you made it." Right? And how about this? Paul Kaharski, he didn't make it. His flight got canceled. He went to the Rolling Stones concert Saturday night and was going to fly in, you know, yesterday in the morning. His flight got canceled. Now, Paul's a guy, and I love Paul. Paul and I get along just fine. I love Paul. He's great. Not everybody that's on this show on a regular basis likes him, or a lot of sports fans in this city. But he's a guy that takes a lot of pride in being at every Titans game, home and away. And he is quick to troll on the ones that don't go to all the road games. And his flight got canceled. Jimmy Wyatt barely made it. He had all kinds of trouble. So between MouthQuest and the fall break, it was a madhouse. So finally, you know, we get to Jacksonville, check into the hotel. I'm like, all right. I lay down for a little bit because I was pretty tired. I worked late Friday doing the high school football, and yeah, I barely got any sleep. Right to the airport. So I take a little nap. I get up. I'm like, all right, I'm going to take a shower and, you know, go get some dinner. I'm in my hotel room. I get in the shower of the hotel. I slip and fall, and I mean, I eat blank. My hip is still sore. My knee is sore. My elbow's sore. I was like, what else could happen on this trip? The only thing, only good, I guess, that happened for this trip was that the Titans won the game. I mean, it was just a surreal experience the entire time. And so I'm happy to be here. So we went to the airport this morning not knowing if we're going to have a flight home. Because you've heard people have been stuck in cities for a couple of days. Because of MouthQuest. What, Patton, what is going on?
Dude, it's like the Home Alone trying to catch an airplane. Like Kevin McAllister running through the airport. I tell you what, glad to hear you're okay about the shower incident. But yeah, I've kind of been tracking the Southwest, and luckily I don't have any plane trips coming up. Yeah. That is just astonishing. But
because MouthQuest is normally my airline of choice, even when I travel for leisure. You know, I'm a points member. I got the credit card. I got the whole deal. You know, I got an account set up and the whole nine yards. But my gosh, it was ridiculous, man. It was just totally ridiculous. All right. So enough about me. Titans 37, Jaguars 19. But Patton, you know, listen, I'm going to talk about all the good things about this game first. Okay. And then we're going to get into some other stuff. Offense was outstanding. I mean, Tannehill, he only completed 14 passes, but they were all important passes. Those third down conversions that he made. Because remember, in the first half, when it was still a close game, the Jaguars were trying to get off the field. And, you know, every time that there was a critical third down, the Titans always seemed to convert. You know, Marcus Johnson came up big with some big third down catches. You know, and McNichols out of the backfield. You know, A.J. Brown only had 3 catches. It was a very economical passing day, but all the throws, all the completions that Tannehill made were critical. And then, of course, Derrick Henry, what can you say about him? And from what I understand, he's ahead of Eric Dickerson's pace for the all-time single-season rushing record for 2105 in 1984, which I watched, which I'm old enough to remember when Eric Dickerson did that for the Rams. And we've talked about this before. By the way, Derrick Henry, 130 yards, 3 touchdowns. You know, just
you
know, back home in back home in North Florida doing what he does. We got to start talking about this guy amongst the greatest running backs of all time. It's time to have that conversation, Pat.
And I think he deserves a lot of credit because kind of throughout his career, the first 4 games or so, he's kind of feeling his way through the season, but from game one. He was there to be had and struggled early on in that Cardinals game, but that was because he didn't get a ton of carries just with the score the way it was. But
yeah,
just running all over Jacksonville, more of the same. The stiff arms were out in full force.
Right. But in this game, I mean, the Jaguars did a pretty good job on him early, but he just wears on you. Yep. Midway through the third quarter, when you're tired, you don't want to tackle that big chooch. Because those 2 yard gains all of a sudden turn into 4 yard gains, all of a sudden turn into 6 yard gains. Because at his height, 6'3", if he gets 3 yards past the line of scrimmage and you tackle him, he's going to fall forward for another two. It doesn't look like much, but it's 5 yards. You're second and five. That allows Todd Downing to open up the playbook, do whatever he wants, right?
Right. 100%, and a lot of credit goes to him because we talk about it. He's got to stay ready. The amount of beating he takes, another near 30 carry performance, kind of that, I forget what the number of carries was. I think it was like 370 or something like that. Anything over that, usually an injury redded season. But he's just there ready to play, and I think the amount of respect, I don't know how much respect he has from his teammates, but I think it's at an infinite
Taylor
amount.
Taylor Lewan put him over yesterday, big time.
100%, but just there's a lot to be said about breaking a will of a defense, and I think in that fourth quarter you saw him just he was talking. You don't see him talk very often to defenses, but after I believe it's his second touchdown, he was giving it to that Jacksonville sideline. But there's just something to be said about owning a team, and I think that's what he has in Jacksonville.
They haven't been able to stop him, since he's gotten in the league and became a full time starter. Kevin Byard, got to be happy for him. You know, it's funny because I'll admit it, I had some conversations earlier this week with some people saying, and I brought it up. I said, what has Kevin Byard done since signing that big contract? We love Kevin, right? Went to MTSU, great guy. He's been an unbelievable leader for this team. He's great in the community. I love him to death. But as a player, where were the big plays that he was making earlier in his career? Well, yesterday, he gets a scoop and score to get the party started. Elijah Molden. This guy's physical, man. And I guess I heard on the broadcast yesterday that Vrabel wanted to insert Molden into this game because of his physicality, because, the Jaguars have so many physical players. They got a physical tight end. They got a physical running back. That kid Robinson's a baller, by the way. Love that kid. And Trevor Lawrence is going to be outstanding. You know, watching him in person for the first time, this guy, not only his throws, his decision making. I mean, he's gonna be the man. Don't you all these people saying Trevor Lawrence is a buck? Nah, he's gonna be good. Give him a couple of years. They got to build around him. You know, he's probably going to have a new head coach because I don't think Herb's going to survive this year. But, Byard, 10 tackles, interception, scoop and score, Elijah Molden with the big hit. That's all the good, right? Now, listen, I'm not a Titans fan. I'm not emotionally attached to the team. I know a lot of people are happy today. I'm sure my paisan Sal Manfredi up in New Jersey is selling cars left and right. He's skipping skipping the streets of Jersey. Sal, if you're listening, call in. I still have concerns about that defense. It's better than last year, but against the top tier elite offenses and quarterbacks, do you see what Justin Herbert did yesterday? You see what Josh Allen did yesterday? Oh, by the way, he's next. And don't think the Bills haven't forgotten what happened to them when they came here for that COVID Titans Taco Tuesday when they got blown out of the building. I don't know. I mean, think about it, right? They don't get that goal line stand. It's 31-26 at worst. I don't know if they go for two in that situation. And you got a one-score game that you were controlling, and I looked at the clock. I remember there was 10 minutes and 38 seconds still left to play in the fourth quarter. You know, before things got bogged down, Lawrence was having his way. They were moving the football. They gave up a 58-yard run to Robinson. You know, Lawrence threw some beautiful passes in that game. I have concerns about this defense. Now, and it's weird to say that. They got a scoop and score. They got an interception, a couple sacks. Harold Landry, I think, had a few sacks.
Yeah.
But this defense, man, you take a serious. I said this last night on my report. You know, you're taking a serious step up in weight class next week with the Buffalo Bills, and after that, you got the Chiefs. Now I don't know what the hell's going on with the Chiefs. What is wrong with Patty Mahomes? Did you see him last night? Yeah. He was terrible. He was throwing balls into the dirt. It's funny. I was talking to somebody that I traveled with that was on the flight home. I'll say his name. It's Rhett Bryan from Titans Radio, the executive producer. Yep. Does a great job. Titans broadcasts are fantastic. Mike Keith, Coach, Amy on the sidelines, Rhett producing. They do a really good job. And I like and respect all those people I just mentioned. He said he heard that people have kind of figured out how to defend Patrick Mahomes. Don't blitz him. Stay back in umbrella coverage and make him make decisions. He can't be steaming Willie Beeman back there. You know what I mean? And that's how you can bet. The book is Pat Mahomes has been figured out, which is scary. Because think about it. Why would you blitz a guy? I don't want any one of my corners one-on-one with Tyreek Hill. Do you?
No chance. Yeah. Especially what we've seen from Tyreek this season. He's got about 200 yards in just about every game but the Buffalo game. And I think there's something to be said about Patrick Mahomes is an athletic guy. Even though he's got the arm talent better than anyone in there, he evades tacklers better than anyone that I've seen in a long time. He's kind of like Aaron Rodgers, just evades tacklers left and right.
But, I mean, Ben did it on a different level in his prime because he was so big and strong. He would just stiff-arm guys and just throw them off of him, yeah.
But it's a good point about the Titans' defense.
Yeah, I want to ask you, is that point I just made fair about the Titans' defense?
I think it is.
I'm not being a hater.
No.
Because you're a fan. You're a season ticket holder. You root for the Titans. It's in your blood.
And there's something to be said. I did not see the running attack that Jacksonville had as being a problem until it was a problem in the game. Just running all over, gashing them up the middle. I was surprised by that because I think the secondary, it's going to be a work in progress as they try and get Caleb Farley back on the field. Saw him a few times in plays. That secondary is going to get better, I think. But one thing I thought should stay consistent, even though Bud Dupree isn't out there, the run stopping should be a bit better. I think that's going to be a problem for later down. But the stretch they've got coming up here, they've got the Chiefs, they've got the Bills, and they got the Colts, and then they got the Rams. This is a four-game stretch where if you don't find out this defense, it could be a 1-3 type start. And even though the division is in grasp, I think they need to split one. I think they need to split these upcoming
these
four games.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And because
you can't go 1-3 in this stretch.
Even though the back end of the schedule, it does look easy. What we saw against the Jets, they're going to drop a game they shouldn't. So
exactly. It's not who you play, it's when you play them.
100%.
And there are no such thing as easy games in this league. All right, quickly, we're going to take our first break. We'll take your calls. We want to hear from the people today. 615-844-56-STUDIO. 56-STUDIO. No, 5600. We are coming to you from the Strike and Spare Studios. I'm getting ready to say that next. And it's the F&M Bank phone line. Want to hear from the people today. We'll come back. We're going to go around the league. And before Eric calls and says, hey, I don't know if you guys know this or not, and I can't believe you guys didn't say this, how about the Cleveland Browns yesterday? First team in NFL history to score 40 points, have 500 yards of total offense, not turn the ball over, and lose. What about that game with the Chargers? Justin Herbert. These young quarterbacks in this league, Patton, I mean, it is scary. Everybody, you know, trust me, when Brady and Rodgers finally decide to hang it up, the league's in great hands with these quarterbacks. It just goes to show you got to have a quarterback to win in this league. All right, want to hear from the people today. We're going to get to the baseball. Pogies in Atlanta. Like we said, Game 3, Brewers and Braves coming up this afternoon, 12:07 first pitch right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Teresa Walker at 10:25, I'm assuming. It's Monday, right?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, Teresa, if you're listening, you're coming on with us. So don't know if you had anything planned, but we'll get to all that. Lots to get to on a victory Monday for the Titans. Your phone calls, Nashville Sports Radio.
And they never heard from him again.
Now that's scary, but listen to this one. It was a dark and dreary night. The man pulled into the convenience store parking lot. The lights flickered as he crept toward the counter and saw the new Halloween jumbo box, but he left without buying one, missing his chance at $75,000.
That's terrifying.
I know, right?
Scare up some fun this season with a new Halloween jumbo box, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
And the Powerball number is 6.
I can't believe it.
Did we win?
Nope. But I can enter this ticket in Powerball's first Millionaire of the Year promotion for the chance to win a New Year's Eve party package and $1 million.
Okay, so did you do the laundry?
Nah. but there's a chance I might tomorrow.
Yeah.
Make 2022 a year to remember. Visit TNVIPrewards.com and enter your Powerball tickets by October 25th for a chance to be the Powerball first millionaire of the year. The Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful, adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
Five-State Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny, highs today around 80 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, 61. Saturday, sunshine, highs 83. Saturday night, partly cloudy, 64. Sunshine for Sunday, highs near 85 degrees. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio
Greg Pogue, John Burton Show, Nashville Sports Radio. John Burton, Patton Cook filling in for the Pogster, who's in Atlanta. Game 3, Braves and Brewers this afternoon right here on Nashville Sports Radio, 12:07 first pitch. What time's the pregame, Patton?
It'll be 15 minutes before, okay. So I don't know the math
like
on that.
Like around 11:55?
That sounds good like to that. Me.
Yeah, just tune in around. Just keep it locked on to Nashville Sports Radio all day, so... No plaz, and thankfully, no afternoon stretch. Jeez, spare the listeners that, whatever that is. 615-844-5600. Let's go to the phones. Eric joins us. Eric, I beat you to it. I knew you had that stat. I beat you to it, man.
Hey, how you doing, John?
What's up, Eric? What do you got?
Hey, what's going on? First, real quick, I wonder if George is going to be down in Atlanta with the Pokester today and tomorrow. Or
I don't know. Yeah, is plaz? On the trip?
I believe he was, yeah. Because he contacted me asking, I believe he filmed the show last night, so I believe he's free today, so him and Greg might be at,
Yeah, we should get them to call in, like half in the bag, be like, hey, what's going on?
Somebody jokes, will he stay for the whole game or will he leave early?
It depends on what happens, right?
Yeah, that's true. But now I'm going to get to around the National.
Let's go around the National Football League with Eric. What do you got?
It's coming quick. First of all, man, you got to feel for – I feel for Dr. Detroit, the Detroit Lions. A couple of weeks ago
– No. Hold on, Eric. Yeah. Screw Dr. Detroit. You got to feel for me, a Giants fan. I lose Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, Kenny Galladay in the same game. Are you kidding me?
Hey, John, I was going to get to that in a minute.
All right. You know, okay, all right, sorry.
You kind of stole my thunder. I was going to get to your adventure. You don't know where I'm going. I did not forget because I grew up a Cowboys fan. I was going to mention
that.
Yeah,
I know.
But since I do feel for them. And then you had what happened yesterday where they get the touchdown, 2-point conversion, and then Minnesota, something like 37 seconds, drive down the field and get the last 6 50 up.
Dude, Dan Campbell was crying after the game.
Oh, yeah.
Guy that says we're going to eat your kneecaps and we're going to hit you over the head and we're going to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what this game will do to you, right, Eric?
Oh, yeah. And then. What about the Green Bay Cincinnati game? I had Cincinnati. It was just one of the wildest games. 5 combined missed field goals.
Mm-hmm.
I was primarily watching the Titans game. I was flipping back and forth to the Green Bay Cincinnati game on Fox, and it just, mm-hmm. you know, Nathan Cross, hey, he finally came through and made it. I thought they were going to end of the tie yesterday, but hey, give Cincinnati credit. These are not the same old Bengals.
No, they're not. You know, real quick, Eric, when I was covering the Steelers all those years, I used to go into every season and people would ask me, how are the Steelers going to do? I'm like, bro, they already got 5 wins in the bag. They're going to beat the Browns twice. They're going to beat the Bengals twice. And they'll probably split with the Ravens. But you're right. The Bengals are no longer a pushover. And add Joe Burrow, Patton, to that list of young quarterbacks that are the future of this league.
He's definitely a guy I'd want in there throwing for me. And now to the Giants-Cowboys game yesterday. John, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to call you.
That's all right. Freudian slip.
I do feel for you. Saquon Barkley with that freak injury.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had Daniel Jones trying to go in for the touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Just took that tough hit. I mean, I'm not saying they would have won the game, but had neither one of those guys went out, I think they would have had a shot. But
I think they would have had a puncher's chance. I mean, listen, the bottom line is Dallas's offense is dynamic. You know, I got to give credit where it's due. Everybody knows how I feel about the Cowboys, but Dak signed that big contract and he's balling. He's an MVP candidate right now. I got to give credit where it's due.
I agree. And I think they said in the second half the Giants were missing 7 of their 11 starters on offense in the second half yesterday. Just unbelievable. And they found himself a wide receiver. I think his name was Tony.
Kadarius Tony out of Florida. He bowled out yesterday. And then he punched the guy and got ejected.
It was just a wild game. I saw the highlights of it. There was almost a fight at the end of the game, just kind of the bitterness of the rivalry. And what about Diggs again? Gets another pick.
Yeah.
Almost gets another one. Just all over the field. And now onto the Titans. I tell you what, happy they won, but just was not really impressed with the victory. And I tell you what, it was nerve-biting time as we was up 31-13 to get the touchdown. Don't get the 2, but then we had a 3-and-out, and they drive down the field and almost get another touchdown, some pitiful tackling on the catch. And I tell you, we got some breaks because
– Eric, I mean, what happens if Lawrence's touchdown is allowed or they score on fourth down? It's a one-score game with 10-30.
It's a different ball
game. There was still 10:38 left to play in the fourth quarter.
And we're in some serious trouble, but I tell you what, hung in also on that fourth down stop, which I was surprised they didn't either hand off the running back, a different running back, the guy that was running crazy against us.
It's funny you mentioned that, Eric. I was sitting next to Gentry Estes, and I said, "Why are you giving the ball to Carlos Hyde and not Robinson, who's been having a great game?" Yeah.
Or at least the quarterback sitting with Trevor Lawrence.
Right. Get him on the move. Give him a run-pass option. You know, you have a mobile quarterback. Yeah, yeah. You're just going to run up the middle. Irv's over his head, man.
He says one thing and Trevor Lawrence says another. So it's just hilarious. And I think last night proved the Buffalo Bills are the best team in the NFL. And I'm telling you, as a Titans fan,
it's either them or the Cardinals.
Yeah, I'm telling you. They certainly want to get us for as part of their revenge tour and us for what we did stiff on last night. And definitely Bill's Mafia is going to come to town like last year and drink the town dry. Probably.
Oh, listen.
On weekend and Monday night.
I was there at Titans Taco Tuesday, you know, and when you look back at that game, Eric.
Yeah,
they blew out the Bills, but they had 3 touchdowns set up on long returns. 2 long Malcolm Butler interception returns, and I think it was it Khalif Raymond with a long punt return that set up another score.
Because you remember Derrick Henry, I think he only had, someone mentioned, I forgot that, he only had 57 yards rushing. And I've forgotten that, too. That stiff arm really didn't count because it was a penalty.
Right, it was a penalty. Yeah, it was no play. Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. For him to have a shot, he's definitely going to have to be able to run the ball. And hopefully we'll have more people healthy, but we'll see. What's going to be interesting. Definitely will be favored, but it's just going to be interesting to see how much.
Thanks for the call, Eric. I appreciate it.
All right, I'll let you get some other calls. Take care.
All right, brother. Be well. Didn't Fulton go out in this game with a hamstring injury?
Yeah, got injured in the game, and I don't believe he came back after
that. I don't believe he came back either. And so, listen, if he's going to miss time, and you got Allen and Patrick Mahomes back-to-back, Caleb Farley, you're up, buddy. What do you got? You know what I mean? And this, like I said, I don't know if this defense can keep up with these elite offenses that they're going to be facing coming up.
Yeah, Caleb Farley had really one of his main plays was he was singled up in the red zone. And I can't believe I can't remember the wide receiver. He beat him easily, but Lawrence ended up overthrowing him in the end zone.
There was another play where he had a guy wide open in the first half. I think that would have gave him the lead.
Yep.
I can't, and he got hit, but I saw the play develop. I don't know who had coverage on the far side, but he had a wide receiver streaking wide open. All he had to do was just deliver the ball, that would have been an easy touchdown. So it's those little things here and there, man. And like I said, this defense is better than last year. I mean, hard to do worse than last year, right? That's one of the worst defenses I've seen on any team I've ever covered, you know, or pro in my life. I mean, you know. So they're getting after the quarterback. They're doing some things, but they're giving up a lot of plays. You mentioned it yesterday. They got gassed in the running game.
Yeah, well, what did you think of Janoris Jenkins? He had that interception. It ended up being called back. It was a holding early in that play. I don't know if you remember that, but I thought the referees, I saw a lot of stuff on Twitter, some Jags fans upset with it. Specifically, the first touchdown from Kevin Byard, they thought he was ruled down or wasn't a catch at all. I don't know if you had an opinion on that. I thought it was close.
I was little surprised. It was a bang bang play. I was mildly surprised that they didn't call it an incompletion. You know, but I think it was one of those things where they let the play go, which I like. I like that the officials are being told now, let the play go. We have review. We have replay. We'll watch it later. I think it's one of those things where, you know, we called it on the field as a catch, fumble, and a scoop and score. We're going to stay with it. You know what I mean? Because I don't believe they said it was confirmed. They said the call stood.
Stand. Yep.
Right.
Correct.
That's a big difference in that, right?
100%. We got some Mike Vrabel quotes.
Hit me with them.
This is just Mike immediately after the game talking after the win.
Yep. I mean, I think really good is just to be able to, you know, do some things that are really positive to mask some of the stuff that is just going to cause you to lose, which we all know what those are. The poor fundamentals, poor tackling, penalties, you know, protection, you know, issues, not giving Derek enough room in a run game. Just a lot of things. And, you know, that starts with me. And it has also got to be on the players, you know, to go out there and, you know what to do, play fundamentally sound. And but we when we had to have plays, we had them. You know, impressive to be able to go out there and, you know, get a stop. And when we did, impressive to be able to take the football and control it the way we did.
Yeah, and Vrabel's smart. He knows. Listen, Jacksonville had 454 yards of total offense. Now, I get it. A lot of that was you're down late and, you know, you're trying to make up for it. And, you know, the defense is going to give up yards for time and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, they ran for 198 yards. You know, Titans ran for 184. But, yeah, he mentioned the penalties. He mentioned the protection issues. It's hard to say you got away with one at 37-19. But in some ways, they kind of got away with one. Like I said, I go back to that Lawrence touchdown, originally ruled a touchdown. It's 31-25 at that point. What happens then? We'll never know because they got the stop. They ruled him down at the one-inch line, and Herb called a ridiculous play. And you know, you get what you deserve sometimes in this league.
Yeah, they're really a few plays away from having a tight win into the fourth quarter. And I think they needed not a blowout win, but they needed a two-possession game heading into the fourth quarter because I think what happened to them last week, and we talked about it all week, this game had a lot of stuff there for it to be another letdown game. There's definitely some scoring.
I picked the Jaguars to win. Remember, on Friday, I picked the Jaguars to cover the spread and win. Now, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, if you want to call up and, you know, rip on me for that, 615-844-5600, you're more than welcome to. But I don't know, I just had a weird feeling going into this game. And, you know, give the Titans credit. They took care of business. But you mentioned it, man. The four games they got coming up, you know, four tough games. And, you know, we'll see what the Colts do tonight. They're playing the Ravens. And obviously the Texans lost to the Patriots yesterday. So, you know, the Titans are still the class of this division. There's no question about it. But it's just a matter of, are they on the upper echelon teams in the AFC? I don't know yet. I'm not so sure. Back to the phones real quick for a break. Sure, why not? Schmitty, what's up, brother?
Good morning.
How are you?
Calling from Atlanta. I'm just a block from the stadium right here.
Where's Pogue?
I can see it out the window.
Where's Pogue? Get him on the phone.
There was a Pogue sighting last night, so he is here in town.
What kind of shape is he in?
Not sure if he's got the wake-up call yet this morning or not. But, yeah, excited to go to the game today. Hopefully it'll be a good game. What'd the Brewers leave, like 20 guys on base the last game?
Yeah, I didn't really get to see much of the second game. But yeah, I heard the Brewers left a small village on the base pass. Listen, Braves have the momentum, man. They were able to get a split, you know, on the road, and now, you know, they're going to be home with a chance to take a 2-1 lead. That crowd's going to be fired up today.
Yeah, it should be a good crowd. And the Red Sox had a big win last night, huh? I'm cheering for the Rays.
Yeah, I'm a Yankee fan, so I can't stand either team. But obviously, I can never root for the Red Sox to win anything. But they did win last night in 13 on a walk-off home run, 6-4 in 13. So they lead that series 2-1, and the White Sox getting the win over the Astros 12-6. So Chicago now leads that series 2-1. We got 4 games today, so it's going to be a big day of baseball.
All right. I'll check in with you tomorrow. Have a good day.
Thanks, Schmitty. Be well, bro.
See you, buddy.
All right. Who is that? Oh, I know who that is. All right. If you're on hold, stay there. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back. 615-844-5600. It's JB and the General filling in for Greg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville. Napa
know-how. At Napa, buy a 5-quart jug of Mobile One motor oil and save $10 on a pair of wiper blades. It's the perfect autumn deal. Mobile One for colder weather, new wipers for the rain, and an extra $10 to buy Halloween candy you'll most likely eat yourself. We're not judging. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how. At participating locations, does not include taxes and fees. Advertised sale price not available in some states. Ends 10/31/21.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Greg Pogue, John Burton Show. John Burton, Patton Cook filling in for Greg. He's in Atlanta for Brewers Braves Game 3 coming up later this afternoon right here on Nashville Sports Radio. What is it, Jeff?
What's going on, Burton?
Good morning.
I guess them Titans finally found a way to win, but of course that replay helped them out, didn't it? That replay there, Lawrence's touchdown there. But
yeah,
they was gonna win anyway.
It was the right call. He was short. He was short of the goal line.
They was gonna win anyway, but no. I just want to say, Kentucky wins again. Say Whipsell SU. I know nobody's giving us a chance to beat Georgia. So I know that, and so nobody in this.
Hey man, if you beat Georgia, we'll have a serious talk, man. That's when I know you'll be legit.
Well, how about
is that fair? No, Jeff, is that fair? I mean, I know you and I go at it a lot, but is that fair?
Yeah, but taking Georgia, only three undefeated teams left. I believe somebody in Alabama lost there.
Yes, they did.
They sure did, didn't they?
Yeah, we're gonna recap college football here in just a minute. Yeah, Alabama lost to Texas A&M.
Then they were two, and the SEC East de facto championship game for the second time in 4 years will be Kentucky and Georgia. As it sure won't be Tennessee and Florida.
Where is that game? Is that game in Kentucky this year?
Between the Edges.
Okay.
At 2:30 on Saturday, we got the 2:30 game, CBS.
All right. I'll be watching.
We're going to see. And if we do, come Monday, Bill King's mine. We'll see y'all. Goodbye.
Yeah, I heard you were making friends and influencing people on Bill's show. Thanks for the call. Jeff in the Borough checking in. Well, I heard that was quite an adventure with him on Bill's show this morning.
Oh, yeah. Fireworks at 6:15 this morning. But the last Bill King is mine. That's a quote right there.
That is unbelievable. All right, back to the phones. RD, good morning.
Good morning, John. How you doing, pal?
Doing great, man. Good to hear from you.
Listen, switching gears a little bit, the guy just called in. My goodness.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to do?
You know what? I agree with Bill King about censoring freedom of speech and all that. But, man, sometimes you just have to draw a line to continue to provide platforms to idiots. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Believe me, it's discussed a lot on our show.
Well, listen, switching gears here, I turned on Bill's show late this morning.
Yeah.
And there was, as you're aware, a lot of buzz going on, some kind of grievous remarks he made without replaying his call-in. I'll hang up and listen. Exactly what was it he said that it got all of Bill's callers in such an uproar? And I'll hang up for your response. Thanks,
RD. I'm going to have to refer to the general on that because I was asleep on a plane when all the fireworks were going off. General, what happened this
morning? Yeah, so this morning Jeff called in and it started out with Kentucky, the usual.
Yeah.
Him and Bill.
Nobody's giving us a chance, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Him and Bill have gotten into it about Kentucky and nobody giving them a chance, but he referenced Phil Valentine, of course, passed away from COVID, and a remark was made about if he had the vaccine, he would still be with us, and Bill took exception to it. He mentioned dancing on the grave, and they kind of went at it. And
you don't do that.
No.
You don't do that.
No. So that kind of is where
that is,
it went.
That is below the belt.
Yep.
That is crossing the line. You know, I'd like to say Jeff should know better, but you know, I don't know if he knows better. That's the sad part.
Yep. So that happened this morning. And I'm sure
that set Bill off to no end.
It set Bill off, except set the listeners.
Because Bill's listeners, they're pretty much of like mind when it comes to a lot of things outside of sports.
Balls of Steel, our three segments. We had a couple no balls for Jeff in the Borough, but
no balls at all.
Right. So, but that happened this morning, and we'll see where it goes. It's up to Bill at the end of the day.
So, Bill, I caught the end of the show before we came on. He's like considering maybe banning Jeff in the Borough.
Yeah. Well, a lot of listeners are mentioning that, but he did make the point that he wants to be different from Big Tech. I think is what he referred it to.
Yeah,
we'll updates to come on that situation.
Right.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds good. But Jeff did mention college football. How about Alabama going down, bro? I watched that game.
Me
and Rex Rowe were watching that game. We were out in Jacksonville Beach at a sports bar, and we watched the entire game.
And the interesting thing is, because at the beginning of the season, that Texas A&M game was kind of highlighted as Alabama's potential losses. That's a hostile place to play, but with how Texas A&M started, they are currently on their third-string quarterback who hadn't looked very good the past couple of games. But coming into it, Alabama favored big time. But It was just something different about that defense. We've known Alabama to be such a powerful defensive team, but the past couple of years, Nick Saban's defense, it is not.
Florida had a nice game against them offensively. They moved the ball and scored. Yeah, and, it's not the same.
Not the same, but they've got talent there. It's just interesting to see because usually it's the kind of mobile quarterbacks that get them going, but Texas A&M's guy, he was a statue back there, and they held him upright pretty much the entirety of the game, but I don't know if you saw the clip. There's a great video of the kicker's family, and they've got just a solo shot on the girlfriend, the mom, the dad, and they're all praying, saying their prayers. But a really cool moment. Awesome. That's why you love college football.
That's why you love college football. Tennessee getting a nice big win over South Carolina. Didn't see much of that game. Caught a few highlights, but it looked like more of the same from the Missouri game.
I do not like this as a Vanderbilt fan. I do not like the points that are being scored. I'm looking at the
But it's clear Hooker is better equipped to run that offense than Milton.
It sure is. Of course, Milton's got the arm, but at the end of the day, if you can't put it on target, the arm is for nothing. But I think Milton, he doesn't have too bad of an arm either, but it is just...
You're talking about Hooker.
Yeah, Hooker. His arm is really, really good in the offense. It's just electric to watch. Mm-hmm. In the defense, they had him... I believe they held a shutout well into the second half. So that's really good for Josh Heupel. Early on, had the struggles the first couple of weeks.
Right.
Lost in week two. But ever since then, it's been really good stuff from them. And Vols fans have been calling into Bill King's show. They're really pleased. They're starting to drink the Kool-Aid down there.
All it takes is a couple of big performances and a couple of first downs, because I remember during the summer, a lot of Vols fans were like, I don't know about this guy. I don't know about our program. But, yeah, I mean, they are flying high right now. And you're right. If Heupel can get to 7, maybe 8 wins in year one, get to a nice bowl game, man, it's going to do wonders for that program. I, like you, am a Vanderbilt fan, but I did lay the 39 at Florida. But from what I understand, I mean, Vanderbilt had some opportunities to at least make it a game, but they came up short a little bit. Even I mean, it's hard to say that in a 42-0 shutout loss, but it from what I gather, it took Florida a little bit of time to get going.
Yeah, specifically in that first half, Florida is known for kind of coming out slow against Vanderbilt. They kind of know they've got it won before they walk into the end of the stadium. But in that first half, Vanderbilt missed a couple field goals, had a few goal line stands. Ken Seals had a touchdown overturned. For them, so it easily could have been at 10 or 17 points in that first half, but ended up getting shut out once again. And it's hard to take positives, even though they had the chances in the red zone. Anytime you get shut out by that margin, I'm sure Clark Lee was going to get a look at his press conference today, and of course we get him on Thursday, but it's just hard to take any positives out of that. And just taking a beating like that week after week, they've got a chance upcoming. They got South Carolina this week, but Florida, they took their licks after a disappointing week the last week against Kentucky.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And look, when it comes to Vanderbilt, what do we say all the time? It's not about the X's and O's. It's about the Jimmies and the Joes. Mm. And right now, Clark Lee he doesn't have enough good Jimmies and Joes. That's all. It's just a matter of, you know, getting Mason's guys out of there, getting his guys in out of there. I still believe in what he's doing. I like him being the face of the program. But, you know, you're just overmatched going to Florida, a Florida which, to use Greg's term, had major red booty factor after losing to, you know, Jeff and the Burroughs Kentucky Wildcats. All right, we're going to take our final break of the first hour. Don't forget, Teresa Walker from the Associated Press will join us at 10:25. Your phone calls, we're wide open until then. 615-844-5600. It's JB and the General.
Have you tried learning a new language but it never seems to stick? That's because there's more to language than learning vocab words. Babbel is different. Babbel's multiple ways to learn helps you explore every aspect of a new language, anytime, right from your phone or computer. Practice real-life conversations in the Babbel app.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Get personalized help from an instructor in Babbel's live online classes.
Classes are limited to 6 people. We keep them small so everyone can get the help and practice they need.
Review words and phrases with fun games, or dive into the culture with short videos. Whatever your learning motivation, Babbel gives you the tools you'll need to explore your new language. And Babbel is built around real life. Everything from the interactive lessons and live online classes to the podcasts and games will teach you things you'll actually use, so you're ready for real life conversations. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, More ways to explore. More ways to learn. Start learning today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Today's going to be mostly sunny, temperatures near 80, mainly clear with patchy fog forming tonight, low 60. Patchy fog to start Saturday, otherwise sunny, high 84, sunshine Sunday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
So, Patton, there's been so much buzz about Jeff and the Burrows' performance this morning on Bill King's show. Coming up after the top of the hour, we're going to replay that for you in case you missed it.
Yeah, we've
I think
got
it's
it.
Our duty to do that, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we've got it pulled up. I mentioned fireworks. It might be better than 4th of July fireworks, but it woke me up this morning.
Yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about, stick around after the top of the hour break, and we'll reset that for you. Should we get Bill on? Maybe we should get Bill on. Bill, if you're listening, call in, man. Maybe shoot a text out to Bill, see if he wants to come on and talk about it. oh, by the way, the Predators season opens Thursday night. They're at home against the Seattle Kraken. We got all this other stuff going on, and our hockey team's getting ready to play, Patton.
Tell you what, hockey season, I felt like it just ended. I felt like all the breaking up of the Stars. Pekka Rinne, of course, had his last season last year. But
yeah.
We mentioned it with Pete and Terry, new look. That's going to be the word of the season this year. And really, with the amount of players coming in that are new, I mean, you just don't know what it is until it's there.
So exactly. Exactly.
I'm more excited about this season than probably since after the Stanley Cup run. I think since then, it's kind of been pretty stale. It's been
the same
players, and it just hasn't worked. But they've gone not true fully rebuild, but they're a new look Preds team.
Well, we'll find out if it's a rebuild, okay? Because if we're sitting here and, you know, by the time of the outdoor game and they're, you know, 5, 6, 8 points out of the final playoff spot, let's say, I got to call it a rebuild. Now, last year they were kind of in the same boat, but they had that incredible January 8-game road trip that really turned their season around. But those things are rare, you know. You don't have to come storming out of the gates in an 82-game season. But man, you gotta get off to a good start. You gotta get points when they're available. So we'll see. And we've talked about it ad nauseum. You know, Duchesne, Johansson, if not now, when, right? Dante Fabro's gotta have a good year, the young defenseman, he's gotta be consistent. you know, Tolvanen, some of these young forwards. We got to start putting pucks in the net, scoring. And, you know, UC Saros, you're up, man. This is your show. You know, Pecorino has bequeathed the number one goaltending job to you. And there's no more fallback. There's no borderline Hall of Fame, you know, best friend, big brother that can come in for a couple of games while you get your head right. It's on you.
Yeah, it's
on the juice.
Yeah, no safety net anymore. It is all him. And I'm sure that's what he wanted. He wanted that this season. But there's a difference between kind of what last year was and you being the guy. And if you're not the guy, we're in deep trouble.
It's going to be so different going to Preds games without seeing Pecorino. I got all the respect in the world for that guy. All right, yeah, coming up, we'll reset what happened on Bill's show this morning with Jeff in the Borough. Teresa Walker from the Associated Press will join us at 10:25. Other than that, man, we're wide open. 615-844-5600. Let's light these phones up on a Titans Victory Monday. Hang on, hour number two coming up.
I'm Jim Ryan. The Boston Marathon is being run this morning for the first time since before the pandemic. The race is being held as the Supreme Court considers whether to reinstate the death penalty for Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. Runners competing in an ultramarathon in Utah's mountains were caught up in extreme weather over the weekend. Near whiteout conditions forced officials to send out rescue teams to recover them. Alex Michael and his daughter Audrey were 2 miles from help.
I don't think we had fears as much as painful trudging through, knowing we had to get to that aid station.
A 3-year-old boy is back with his family after he disappeared in the woods north of Houston. Christopher Ramirez spent 4 days out there before he was found by Tim Halfen, 5 miles from where the search teams were looking.
A lot of people are just rejoicing because there are a lot of people who've been on their knees praying for days and days. For this little boy.
The 3-year-old is in good shape. This is ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 7750 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 7750. Enjoy.
Introducing new Kraft sandwiches at Slim Chickens. Try our Chicken Club sandwich with crispy bacon and cheese, the Cayenne Ranch sandwich with fried onions and Cayenne Ranch mayo, the Buffalo Ranch sandwich that's tossed in spicy buffalo sauce, or the crispy chicken sandwich, which is anything but basic. Slim's lineup of 4 Kraft sandwiches. The choice is yours. Whether you're driving through, ordering online, or pulling up curbside, Slim's has you covered.
With 3 locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From
from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Hour number two of our radio program. This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Greg is off today, and he will not be with us tomorrow with the series tied 1-1. There will be a game tomorrow, no matter what happens. So he's in Atlanta watching his Brewers take on the Atlanta Falcons. So you got me, John Burton, the General Patton Cook, with us. With you for another hour here on Nashville Sports Radio. We're leading you up, kind of, to Braves baseball. 12:07 first pitch as you take on the Bruins, and that series tied 1-1. Titans over the Jaguars yesterday, 37-19. Derrick Henry, 133 touchdowns. He's ahead of Eric Dickerson's pace to break the all-time single-season rushing record. A lot of football left to play. You know, there will be some consternation if he gets close. I'm sure Eric Dickerson, who is very protective of that record, will come out and say, well, I did it in 16 games. He actually did it in 15, I think. I think he did it, you know, in 15 games. Now, let's say Derek does it, but he breaks it on the last day, right? Do we put, you know, is it going to be Roger Maris again? Do we put an asterisk by it? I don't believe so.
Eric Dickerson will definitely put an asterisk by it, to your point. I think there's no question about that.
And I loved Eric Dickerson, man. I'm old enough to remember when he was with the Cheatin' Pony Express at SMU, him and Greg James, and then he was a terrific Hall of Fame running back. But Eric has a pretty high opinion about himself, you know, and he covets that record. And so if Derek breaks it, I'd like to see him do it. I'd like to see him do it because, you know, I like Derrick Henry. But I'd like to see him do it in like 15 games or fewer. So we'll see. By the way, the Titans host the Bills a week from tonight at Nissan Stadium for Monday Night Football. And then after that, they play the Chiefs. You know, the Chiefs got smacked around big time by the Buffalo Bills last night on Sunday Night Football. And they've got some guys banged up. Mahomes looked terrible last night. Clyde Edwards-Helaire has a knee injury. Tyreek Hill has a knee injury. Joe Thuney, a fractured hand, and Travis Kelce has a stinger. So it'll be interesting to see what their statuses is, respectively, when they come here to Nashville a week from Sunday. Now, they got some time to heal, but they also have another game this week. So the Chiefs could be banged up, and I can't believe the Chiefs are 2-3.
Chiefs are last place in their division
now. That doesn't even sound right.
Nope.
That doesn't I talked about this in the first hour. Mahomes was terrible last night. And you know, the book is don't blitz him, stay, do umbrella coverage, and, you know, make him a quarterback and not just a athletic playmaker. So I love Patty Mahomes. I'm the biggest fan of his. You know, I want to see him play well, and I kind of like seeing the Chiefs win. But, man, they got to pick it up. All right, we're gonna get to the controversy on Bill's show this morning in just a minute. But first, let's check in with Dane. Dana, Dane!
You brought it.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Swinger's fired up today. I'm shot out of a cannon. What's going on, buddy? How was your weekend?
Well, it was good, man. I went up to Knoxville, Tennessee, won.
Yeah, man. They look good, right?
Pretty good win. They kind of stalled in the third quarter there, but I almost think it was more as they shortened the game a little bit. Mm-hmm. They're doing what they need to do. We'll just have to see the next. They're going to have a hard time with Ole Miss and a hard time with Alabama, obviously. But We'll see what happens, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? They're beating the teams that they can beat, and that's a good sign. You know what I mean? And I think
I'm liking the hurry up he's running.
Yeah, this offense.
I'm liking it.
Yeah, wait till Heupel gets in his guys to run it. And you know, obviously, Hooker is the better choice of quarterback. Even though I like Milton, and you know, you got Tyon Evans who's having a terrific season. You know, a lot of their wide receivers are making big plays. I mean, this offense looks legit.
I think it was Plaster that said Joe Milton squeezes the sand out of the football.
I mean, he could knock down this building I'm sitting in right now with one of his passes, balls, we saw that in the Pitt game. I mean, they should have won that Pitt game.
Hey, John, I'm not sure, but I think he could probably throw the football end zone to end zone. Yeah.
His arm reminds me of, even though he's right-handed, Michael Vick. Just a flick of the wrist, and that ball's out of there.
Do you know that a friend of mine who's passed away, he went up there to the Tennessee practice when Heath Shuler was up there?
Mm-hmm.
And he said Heath Shuler was sitting on the tee at the 50-yard line, the power tee,
mm-hmm.
Indian style, and he threw the football through the uprights from the tee.
Wow. Yeah,
he's some arm strength right there.
He had a strong arm, but, man, he's one of the biggest busts in NFL draft history.
He made the most of it. But anyway, I just want to say this about Jeff and the Burrow and all this controversy.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court ruled that you can't scream fire in a crowded theater. See y'all later.
Thanks, man. Right. Freedom of speech is protected in this country, but enticing speech is not allowed. All right, Patton, it's been the talk of the morning. Jeff was on our show in the first hour, and you know the history between me and Jeff. It's pretty contentious. I don't really like him. He doesn't really like me. We've basically, invited each other to fight on this very show, on these very airwaves. He's been a longtime caller to this show. It's clear that he favors Greg more than me on this show, which is fine. Doesn't bother me one bit, but he's been a longtime caller. And, Greg, by his own admission, he's a softy. He's a soft-hearted man, and he doesn't believe in banning callers. I suggested maybe we, Jeff cool off for a while. But, listen, this is, Greg's name is at the top of the marquee. I'm excited to be here. I want to be a part of things. I want to get along. You know what I mean? As do you. So I try to tolerate Jeff as best I can. He's pissed me off a few times, whatever. So I was traveling back this morning from Jacksonville from the Titans game. And for those that don't know, I guess Jeff called into Bill's show pretty much first thing this morning, right?
Yep.
Bill King on these airwaves every weekday morning, 6 to 9, the king of college football, best college sports and college football talk anywhere. I think he's better than Paul Feinbaum, quite frankly. I have a lot of respect for Bill King. So paint the picture, man. What happened this morning?
Well, Bill King, of course, opens the callers. No guests on Monday, so just callers and a long-form conversation. And Jeff, he usually calls up pretty early on after a Kentucky win, which they did have.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of him and Bill have kind of been going at it about him not giving the respect Kentucky makes. And I think with Bill, it's all tongue-in-cheek. He knows what he's doing. Exactly. And to his credit, he's said multiple times, what Kentucky's doing is impressive, and the big test is going to be this weekend.
Yeah.
And that's what you said as well.
And listen, they're not going to beat Georgia.
No.
Sorry, Jeff. They're not going to beat Georgia. Okay? Georgia, they're smelling it right now. They're number one in the country. They have one of the best defenses I've seen in a long time in college football. And, they finally have a quarterback I think they can count on in Bennett, who had a solid game the mm-hmm. other day. They went in, Georgia went into and on the road and smacked around a ranked Auburn team. That's impressive, if you ask me. All right, go ahead, continue.
Well, and then it continued on from Kentucky football to it got a little personal, and here it is.
All right.
Put it this way, Jeff. I would rather be looking at a locker decorated than some idiot with three masks on. How about that?
That's fine. Well, at least I'm fully vaccinated. I don't have to worry about getting the virus too much. I wouldn't think it's severe. So I'm not anti-vax like Phil Valentine, Bill. I wonder how Phil Valentine's doing today. Wonder how he's doing.
So you've stooped to the level of making fun of somebody who is deceased. You know how low that is, Jeff? You know what kind of slime bag you gotta be to say something about somebody who died because you think everybody needs a mask on, like that's gonna help you. You just stooped to an idiotic level, Jeff. You know what you just did? You just stooped to the level of your voice, which is not real impressive. How about that, Jeff?
Well, that's fine, but
why would you and your idiotic side make fun of people who died? You cannot get lower than that. When somebody dances on somebody else's grave, Jeff, it gets no lower than you. Do you understand that?
That's fine. He should have got the vaccine up, and he wouldn't still be around. So, but that's just the way it is. So,
oh, man. Wow. Okay, well, so, listen, we all know Bill has strong views about the coronavirus, about getting vaccinated. And listen, those are his views, and I respect his views. I don't particularly agree with them, but that's okay. But, yeah, he's 100% right to talk about a man who died, who, for those that don't know, Phil Valentine, longtime conservative talk show host in this region, right, was dead set against vaccination, even wrote, like, silly parody songs about it or whatever, contracted COVID, unfortunately passed away not that long ago. But before he passed away, he did say, hey, you know, in hindsight, you know, I would encourage anybody to get vaccinated. So we're not gonna talk about that on this show. We're not gonna get into a political forum on that. I'm just saying everybody has their side of it. And for Jeff to call up and to make a comment like that about Phil Valentine, that was below the line.
And totally unprovoked. Well, it just came out of nowhere. I really wasn't sure, but. That is what happened this morning. That is what woke me up this morning, and I'm wide awake after that call.
So after that, there was all kinds of reaction, and I guess from what I understand, Bill is seriously considering maybe letting Jeff cool off for a while.
We will see come
because
tomorrow.
There are certain callers to his show that don't call our show anymore, you know, and that was a decision made by top men here at Nashville Sports Radio. I had nothing to do with that. I know some people may think that, but I had nothing to do with that. But, you know, there are times where I feel like Jeff is on the edge, and I've maybe suggested maybe we cool him off for a while. But, like I said, you know, the consensus is, you know, we let people call in, and then if they get nutty, we just cut them off. So, all right, well, there you have it, man. Wow. Bill was fired up today, man. He was pinning those levels, wasn't he? For you to talk about somebody who's died, that is the low. Wow. All right. Well, there you go. So if you didn't know, now you know. Hey, I want to Teresa Walker at 10:25, which you will join us from the Associated Press. We're going to go around the NFL, what happened yesterday real quick. But first, let's go back to the phones. Brian joins us. Hey, Brian.
Boys, what's happening?
What's good, man?
Man, apparently y'all should be happy because apparently half the city of Nashville is either on their way to Atlanta or in Atlanta. I'm a little bit past Calhoun on my way down there to do a little bit of pregaming with Pogue if I can catch him before the beginning of the game, because who knows, he's probably too close to the wind right now for all we know.
I thought he was supposed to join us this morning, but apparently he's missing in action. What a surprise,
yeah,
right, Brian?
He didn't get his wake up call or his toe tag. So I mean, he's like, hey man, I'll check in, man, and make sure he's doing all right, man, and maybe we can pump a couple of IVs in this morning so we can all get back up to par. But man, what a wonderful weekend, man, of sports.
Mm.
You know, we got hockey and basketball about to start up here within, you know, the next week and a half. So mm-hmm. October may be the best, if you're a fan of all four sports, it's probably the best month of your entire year coming up here, man. But
plus,
you know,
Brian, not only that, you got Halloween. You got women walking around in costumes, not wearing a whole lot of clothing. I mean, life is,
man,
good, bro.
Let's keep this PG, sir. Please, let's
sorry.
Keep this on the up.
I got a little excited there. Sorry, Brian.
Yeah, I've already taken it down with Jeff, man. And really, to be truly honest, are y'all surprised that Jeff called in and said he said? I mean, like he at least he's sticking to the script. You can give him that much credit, man.
Yeah, if you're gonna be an idiot, be consistently
be crazy,
be an idiot.
Be all the way crazy, man. Don't just become half. Don't ain't no half stepping around here as the song says. But hey, man, y'all were talking about Derrick Henry earlier just now, and I just thought I needed to call in. All right, man, we already know this guy is strong and powerful. But did y'all see the Ayukin moment during the game when he led that block against that linebacker and that dude went flying? I mean, I think this was better than the Josh Norman stiff arm.
Mm.
He led a block for, I don't know if it was McNichols, someone, they did like a tall sweep to the left. And, I mean, he absolutely destroyed this dude. And I'm thinking, like, if you ever question this guy's actual strength, we know he's a big guy, and just from looks, you know he's a big guy, but at times you see feats of strength, and that just absolutely amazed me, man. But
he's an alien, man. You know, the combination of size, strength, power, endurance. I mean, he's really what you call a super athlete. He's not just a football player. He's a super athlete.
I don't
athlete.
Know if y'all, either one of y'all ran track in your high school days or anything.
Junior
like that.
High, yeah.
We had this thing called hitting the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see a guy hit a corner and come around, like it's the actual spot, especially in the 200, you see a guy hit the corner, and that's when he hits his utmost. If you don't stop Derrick Henry before he hits the corner, he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the most elusive speed I've ever seen. He's, for a big guy, he's one of the fastest guys I've ever seen. And every time I see him get past like 3 or 4 yards, I say, man, y'all better knock this dude down because he's going to be gone. And he broke a run yesterday, and it was absolutely amazing to me. Hey, guys, I'm at a pit stop,
Nature calls?
Nature's calling. I'm headed down here, man. We'll try to keep Pogue straight, man. We'll get with y'all again. I'm headed back after the game. But everybody enjoy the day. Enjoy a great day of baseball. You got 4 games, White Sox, Red Sox,
mm-hmm.
Astro. You know, it's absolutely the best time of year. Everybody have a great day. We'll catch up with y'all, man. Y'all
Brian, you're the best, man. We gotta hang out and meet sometime in person, all right?
Will do, man. Will
all right. Do. There he goes. Brian, one of my favorite callers. He's a good guy. He's just, you know, he's always in a good mood. Yeah, incredible. But, yeah, we're going to get to Teresa Walker in just a couple of minutes. But, General, when we look around some of these games, we kind of mentioned that Chargers-Browns game. I mean, it's so crazy what these offenses are doing. The Cowboys offense, the Cardinals, even though they only scored 17, they still won. They're 5-0. You know, the Bills putting up 38 on the Chiefs. The Chiefs can't play a lick of defense, and now they got guys hurt, and Patty's playing terrible. But, man, you know, how about the Jets? You know, they go all out. They beat the Titans in overtime last week. They go to London and stink it up against Artie Smith's Falcons.
I honestly forgot that game was in London. Because mm-hmm. The game, of course, playing early in the afternoon, but Kyle Pitts, he had himself a little coming out party in that.
Ooh, nine catches, 119 yards. That guy's... He's a wide receiver playing tight end. He's a freak.
And that's what they envision. He kind of gotten off to a slow start. And I think it's tough with a guy like that. He's just such a unicorn. You want to use him in every aspect, but I think kind of do it a little too much with him. But they found him early and often in that game. But the Jets, I think they used up all their energy against the Titans. I wouldn't be surprised for an O for the rest of the way, if I'm quite honest. But that was an interesting game down in London. One game I did end up watching the majority of was your Giants and Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And what was Kadarius Toney doing? Well, one, he was out a fantastic game.
He's playing great.
He went with a little right hook, Deontay Wilder style over there, down there. But I tell you what, Diggs, another interception, the rookie out of
he's
Alabama.
An interception every game this year.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. How about the Buccaneers over the Dolphins? 45-17, bro. Tommy Brady. 411 yards and 5 touchdown passes.
I tell you what, Dolphins fans, they are sick to their stomach. They passed on old Justin Herbert mm-hmm. for Tua right now, and Tua, he can't stay on the field. Of course, it's continuing on with Jacoby Brissett, but they drafted Jalen Waddle. He has been pretty much anonymous these past couple of games.
Yeah, I haven't really seen him any highlights of him mm-hmm. or anything like that. So we got Colts-Ravens tonight. That should be an interesting game. I think the Ravens are in prime position to win that game. Lamar looks like he's 2019 Lamar so far. The COVID really knocked him on his butt last year, and then he had it again at the start of training camp. Just a suggestion, you may want to get vaccinated. I don't know. It's up to you. All right. We'll take a break. We will talk with the Queen, the Associated Press's Teresa Walker, next.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free.
But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. Again, that's 800-830-8147.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusive at soulteat.com/radio.
Tri-State Forecast.
Your exclusive national sports radio WNSR Sky Scan Forecast. Today's going to be mostly sunny, temperatures near 80, mainly clear with patchy fog forming tonight, low 60. Patchy fog to start Saturday, otherwise sunny, high 84, sunshine Sunday. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network and National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Greg Pogue, John Burton Show on a Monday. Glad you are with us. John Burton, Patton Cook holding it down in the Strike and Spare Studios. Greg out today. He won't be with us tomorrow either. He's in Atlanta for games 3 and 4 of the NLDS, Brewers and Braves. Game 3 comes up this afternoon, 12:07 first pitch, right here on Nashville Sports Radio. And, of course, game 4 coming up tomorrow. But coming up right now, the Queen. She joins us every Monday at this time. The Hall of Fame sports writer from the Associated Press, the great Teresa Walker. Teresa, when Vrabel came out for his post-game press conference yesterday, I think he had mixed emotions. He was bummed that you weren't there, but I'm sure he's glad that Kaharski missed his flight and he didn't get to cover the game yesterday.
Well, yeah, I did notice that. I actually, because of the, Vandy being out of town, Titans being out of town, I took advantage of that to have a weekend with some girlfriends and a birthday party celebration. So yesterday when before kickoff, I was watching Falcons and Jets from London with a Bloody Mary in hand.
That's you.
I started with, the Titans game with my second Bloody Mary. So, no offense to Mike, but I was much happier yesterday. But we do know the Titans, and Mike Vrabel has to be happy because, with as injured as this roster is, JB, mm-hmm. they got to win. And, now the key will be, with this extra week or extra day this week, with the Monday night game against the Bills, do they get a couple more guys back? They activated Marcus Johnson from Saturday, but Bud Dupree, who'd been questionable, they declared out on Saturday. There's another week after practicing this past week. Does that get him on the field? When you watch last night's game, it sure be nice to have Bud Dupree on the other side of Harold Landry, right?
Yep.
But he's got to dread talking to Todd Torricelli, the trainer, and meeting with everybody to go over injuries, because what used to be a 5-minute conversation feels like it's probably taken half the day because of all the guys on IR and on the injury report. So I think it was on Friday they were up to 24 or 23, and then they put 4 more guys on IR on Saturday. They bring one off, so It's like I've been trying to keep track of the numbers, and it's tough. This is a banged up roster. So to go into Jacksonville and come out with a win and be 3-2, you've got to feel very happy. Think about this. Close to 40%, not just 40%, but 40 players on this team are banged up in some fashion or another, either on the injury report or on IR, just come off IR. And the roster's 53, and with the 16-man practice squad, it's 69. So that's painful.
Yes.
So, being 3-2, JB, they should be pretty happy over there. Now, the problem is, what the injury report brings today, if anyone else gets added to it. So,
yeah, Fulton went out with a hamstring, and so, yeah.
Exactly. So I'm very curious to see where this team is health-wise because, remember last year their first game after the COVID outbreak, the schedule had been so crazy, a Tuesday night game, first Tuesday night game since, 1946?
Yeah.
The Buffalo Bills are going to come in here as loaded for Titans as they went into KC last night looking for Chiefs.
Exactly. Teresa Walker is our guest. You're right. And listen, you're right. The Titans got the win, and kudos to them for getting off the mat after that tough overtime loss to what is looking to be a really bad Jets team. I give him credit for that. But if Trevor Lawrence's touchdown is held up or they score on that fourth down, it's a one-score game, a game you were dominating with still 10 minutes and 38 seconds left to play in the fourth quarter. Should there be any concern about that?
Oh, absolutely. The three and outs, too many, just way too many. And, they've been coming at crucial times when they could be putting away games, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the play chart here. They had one to start the fourth quarter. Five-play drive ended in a punt. In the third quarter, they had, seven plays that netted 7 yards, punt. So while things were looking good, touchdown, touchdown, field goal, touchdown, then it went punt, punt, punt. And then that final touchdown, you can't do that if you're to be a good team. And that's what the Titans came into the season, not just fully expecting to be a good team, to potentially play their way into the conversation of being one of the best teams in the AFC. Best teams don't do that. You do what the Buffalo Bills did a week ago to the Houston Texans, 40-0.
Yep.
You put your foot down and you do what you did to the Kansas City Chiefs last night. Chiefs are just kind of they're straggling. They're wobbling. Their defense is struggling.
They look lost, don't they?
They do. I mean, they're giving up more yards per play than any other defense. It's almost at a historic rate. Patrick Mahomes looks not just. He doesn't look like Patrick Mahomes. He looks like I saw one meme that had him kind of morphing back into his Oklahoma jersey. So it's like, because he's had more interceptions already this season through five games than he had all the last couple seasons. So, he's certainly vulnerable. The Chiefs are looking vulnerable. And, the Bills went in there. And, if you're going to knock off the King, and they've played in the AFC Championship, three straight years and two Super Bowls? You don't just go in there to beat them. You go in there to kick them while they're down, and that's what the Bills did. So
yeah, the Bills looked phenomenal last night. Josh Allen is—he's the real deal, isn't he?
Oh, count me as the biggest doubter last year. It's like, sorry.
Your tea's ready.
Now that's my husband trying to call me when he knows I'm talking to you at this point, silly sailor.
It's the man you married.
Exactly. Going into last season, the biggest question about the Buffalo Bills was, what could Josh Allen do? Could he quit turning the ball over? Could he be helpful? And he took a massive step. And it seems like he not only stayed there, he has maybe taken even a step beyond last season. So, the Bills fans are going to be here on Monday night, probably all weekend, partying and breaking tables. But, they're happy. I mean, this team is looking as good as, dare I say, the Jim Kelly days. So they're looking real good. Defense is doing great. They're leading the league in most points scored, fewest points allowed. I mean, it's kind of tough to get better than number one in both of those categories.
No question about it. Teresa Walker, you can follow her on Twitter at Teresa M. Walker. All right. I'm running out of things to say about Derrick Henry. I mean – He's already on pace to break Eric Dickerson's single-season record. He could become the first man to rush for back-to-back 2,000-yard seasons. We got to start talking about this guy as one of the greatest running backs of all time, no?
Yes. You look at who his name is in categories with. I mean, he was doing some of this last year, and putting the pieces together. Did you see the stat that the NFL and CBS tweeted out yesterday? Most rushing yards over a 40-game stretch in NFL history. Derrick Henry's at the top, 4,792 from 2018 to now. The guy behind him in the Hall of Fame, Jim Brown. Right after him, another guy that was in the Hall of Fame. O.J. Simpson.
Heard of him.
After that, Terrell Davis.
Hall of Famer.
Eric Dickerson.
Hall of Famer.
He's ahead of all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody has been better over a 40-game stretch than Derrick Henry. And, the Titans have needed him, JB. I mean, if he hasn't done what he's done, especially in Seattle, yesterday, against the Colts, if he hadn't been doing what he's been doing, then they are most likely – not where they need to be right now, which is at least over 500 going into this. I've been calling it a murderer's row since the schedule come out, and
sure,
it certainly is. Monday night against the Bills, who are 4-1, then you got the Chiefs coming in, and it's Patrick Mahomes. He's dangerous. They're always dangerous until you can beat them again. You have to take them with every bit and try to put them down again. While they're down, you hit them and keep them down.
Yep.
Make them throw the towel.
Yep.
And then you go to the Colts. Then you go to that Sunday night against the Rams. It's amazing what they're about to go through. So, they need every man on deck. And, hopefully they get some of these pieces back over the next couple weeks, month. But Derrick Henry is the constant. And, I know that everyone's worried about the number of carries. And he finally talked to us on Thursday about some of the things that he does to help himself stay ready to play and deal with the soreness that does happen. He's human. He kind of admitted it Thursday. He's human. He massages, cold tub, hot tub, dry needling. He's doing everything he can to help his body be ready for each Sunday. And it's funny because Ryan Tannehill and Coach Tony Dews, the running backs coach in the preseason, they both were asked, and I asked Tony Dews about, when you talk to Derrick Henry, does he ever admit to being sore? And they said, no, he never does. So, that's what he's even sending that message. Forget opposing teams. He's sending that to his own teammates.
Yeah, what did Tannehill say a couple of weeks ago? He's like, he walks around like he isn't even sore. And I asked him about it, and he said, yeah, I hide it pretty well.
But here's the thing. He hides it and goes out and works, and that is the epitome of leading by example, is it not?
Yeah, when your best player is your best worker, your hardest worker. I mean, I've seen it before covering the – covering the Penguins all those years with Sidney Crosby, same deal. Best player, hardest worker.
And that sends a message through the entire locker room. Do what you have to do to be ready on game day to go help this team win. Because the guy who, could easily have the biggest ego in the building, in the city, in the state, is just doing what he has to do his job. And that message cannot be overlooked. It's what Eddie George and Steve McNair did back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's what Derrick Henry is doing. And, this team is they're riding his, I wouldn't say coattails, but, what is it that a king wears? A cape?
Yeah, his cloak. Is it a cloak?
There you go. Yeah. His cloak. They're riding on the robe.
No question. Hey, switching to college ball real quick. Boy, this Tennessee offense is fun to watch, isn't it? These last two games, they put up some points and look good.
They've looked so good, and it's been fun to watch because it's been a long time for Tennessee fans to see, forget an offense, but defensively they're making plays as well. So stat from Bill Martin over at Tennessee football yesterday. This year they have scored 33 touchdowns through six games. And let's put this in comparison. Last year in 10 games, 29. In 13 games in 2019, 35. 35 in 2018 in 13 games. So I think they're going to be able to top what they've done the past four seasons, maybe with 2 minutes left in the first quarter Saturday night, the way they've been scoring in the first quarter. So it's been fun to watch. And I tell you, I'm sure hoping that, maybe some extra shipments of popcorn came in to Lane Kiffin and he can bring some of that to Knoxville on Saturday night. This is going to be fun, right?
Oh,
this
yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun on Saturday night. You know, the point total was set at 85.5. The big number that jumped out at me, JB, the Ole Miss is favored by 4. And, you know, yes, 3 points usually at home, so, mm-hmm. you know, 7 points a touchdown. The way the Vols can score touchdowns, that's not too bad. If the Tennessee football, if Tennessee's defense can play the way we've seen some signs of it, this could be a really fun game Saturday night.
Absolutely. T, NBA and NHL both right around the corner. What are your early thoughts on both the Preds and the Memphis Grizzlies?
Well, I'm very curious to see what they do with Matias Ekholm and Philip Forsberg in their contract situation. Mm-hmm. We'll see just exactly what this competitive rebuild is. 538 had them finishing like third in the Central Division. Might be a bit optimistic, but you know this franchise has always seemed to do well when people don't expect much of them at all. So if Juicy Saros plays an entire season the way he did from mid-March on last spring, mm-hmm. then they should be in decent shape to have a chance at a postseason. Grizzlies, Western Conference in the NBA is ridiculously competitive. That said, if Jaren Jackson Jr. can be healthy an entire year and Ja Morant is giving flashes in this preseason of some of the work he put in this short offseason, he's going into his third year. He was an NBA Rookie of the Year his first season. I can't wait to see what they do over there. And they swapped out their big men. Jonas Valanciunas is now in New Orleans. Steven Adams is in Memphis now. They've got a very deep roster. And, you know, they got in the playoffs last spring. They got to see what they need to do at that time of the year. I'm very curious to see what they can do. I won't put it past them to get back in the postseason.
Fun time of year, isn't it? Oh, by the way, we got MLB playoffs going on, too. What a time to be alive. You're a sports fan or you work in sports, right, T?
Absolutely. There's nothing going on. You got. Oh, by the way, the preseason AP basketball poll, men's basketball poll, comes out a week from today.
Wow.
The women's top 25 comes out a week from Tuesday. All the sports are about to be going at full blast.
Get your rest, T. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Thanks so much for joining us, as always. You're the best.
Thank you, JB.
All right, there she goes, Teresa Walker from the Associated Press, joining us every Monday at 10:25 right here in the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Just a fountain of sports knowledge. She is the best. All right, as Greg likes to say, we're wide open till the top of the hour, 615-844-5600. Give us a call, JB, Patton Cook, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey, this is George Plaster. As some of you know, I've set up the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night presented by Gish Sherwood and Friends Monday night, November the 29th at Hermitage Strike and Spare. Proceeds from the event will benefit Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center. Those are two charities that I am really excited about. Here's the way you can get involved. Simply go to celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. Again, celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. There will be a 6 to 8 p.m. shift and an 8 to 10 p.m. shift. You select which shift you want to be in. Each foursome will play two games, and each foursome will be paired with two different sports celebrities. Cost is $200 per person or $800 for a foursome. I'm not promising great bowling, but what I am promising is a fun event you will never forget.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In Event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Greg Pogue back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, just inside the Fifth Avenue entrance across from the Music City Center. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods. Open every morning at 7 until 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. Bongo Java adds to that great Omni Nashville hotel experience.
It's a Bill King show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. Greg Pogue, John Burton Show. John Burton, Patton Cook, holding it down for the Pogster who's in Atlanta, checking out the Braves and the Brewers. 12:07 first pitch, game 3 of their NLDS series, with the series tied 1-1, one of 4 MLB playoff games. Coming up today, coming up in just a couple minutes. By the way, still time for you to get a call in, 615-844-5600. We're going to hear more fallout from yesterday's Titans win over the Jaguars. Right now, let's go back to the phones real quick. Lawrence joins us. Hey, Lawrence.
Good morning, John. I don't know if anyone covered it, excuse me, on your show this morning. I just tuned in. But did you happen to see the Tampa-Boston game last night, baseball game?
Yeah, we talked about it, yeah.
Did y'all talk about the ball hitting the right fielder Renfro?
Uh-uh. What happened? Okay. I didn't see the game. Well,
Boston, I've never seen this. I used to officiate high school baseball and college baseball, and I watched baseball for 50 years. I've never seen this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Boston, Tampa had a man on first. Boston's right field has got that little small fence.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Renfro, the right fielder for Boston.
Right.
I don't remember the hitter for Tampa, knocks the ball out, and it the ball hits Renfro. It bounces off the wall, hits Renfro, and in turn bounces back over the wall. So it's a ground rule double. It was the craziest thing. It actually bounced off the wall, hit Renfro, and then went back over the wall for a ground rule double. So they looked at it for about 5 minutes, and then the umpires, you know, decided it was a ground rule double. So instead of them, and it was two outs, instead of them getting a run, they had second and third with two outs. But it actually,
and they didn't get the run home?
Renfro. Uh-uh.
Oh, wow.
And then they got beat, you know, in the 13-10.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen anything like that happen.
That's baseball, crazy. Susan, as we like to say around here. Yeah, pretty crazy. I'll have to look at it, Lawrence. I didn't see it.
If you have time today, Google it. It's unusual. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lawrence. All right. Sure, why not? Dr. Detroit joins us. Dr. D, what's good, man?
What's good?
Your coach was crying yesterday. There's no crying in football, Dr. D.
Tom, was I not going? My best friend over 30 years is in my past life. Was I not going to go Tom Hanks on Big John about that?
Dude,
I don't know. I mean, you know, the hardest working citizens in America work in the Motor City.
Yes, sir.
And this, does it need a pacifier? Does it need a thumb to suck on?
Well, here's the thing. Dr. D.
Are you kidding me?
Dr. D, calm down, Dr. D. You can't talk about biting people's kneecaps off and then you're crying after a game. I love the emotion. It shows he's invested, but you can't be Joe Tough Guy and then be crying after a game. Come on, man. Valenti is going to rip him to shreds later today.
My brother's keeper. You're so brilliant, my brother. That's what I'm saying. You know, he talked about all that 18-minute press conference about how every day y'all go out on the gridiron, you're going to fight for the city of Detroit. You're going to play for the city of Detroit. You ain't going to cry for the city of Detroit. They've been more than anybody in the world. Are you kidding me?
Well, I can't wait till Valenti's show comes on today. He's going to rip him to shreds on 97.1
to
Tune It today.
Hey, John, like me and you ain't doing enough already, right, my brother?
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to Red Wing. Hey, so Tampa Bay, the Krakens.
Seattle Kraken, what? Baby, Thursday night.
What are we, in a Lord of the Rings movie or something? What the hell? What the hell? Really?
Unleash the Kraken, Dr. D.
Wait a minute. Did the cast of Harry Potter name this Seattle team? Good night, I'm out.
See you, Dr. D. Dr. D has filled it today. Hey, I'm in the same boat. I'm a Giants fan, man. We stink and we have no hope, just like your team, Dr. D. You had some more reaction to yesterday's Titans victory, Patton.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. Kevin Byard, we talked about it, struggled early on this season, but finally got himself a couple turnovers, and here he is.
Real quick before you do that, interception yesterday and a scoop and score and 10 tackles yesterday. Yep. Big game for KB.
I save all my turnovers. I mean, I got a lot of them in my closet right now. Honestly, I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I have an idea that when I retire and I get all my turnovers and stuff like that, I think I'm going to make me like a leather couch. You know what I'm saying? Like, 'cause I got a lot, so I think I might do like a leather chair or something, some custom, I'm trying to find somebody who can do something for me.
He's talking about saving all the turnover footballs that he's collected over the years, but is he just going to put them on a leather couch? He may need to rethink that, but in all seriousness, listen, we all love Kevin Byard here, right? He's been a great leader for this team, terrific player, at least the first couple of years of his career, great in the community, just a real stand-up guy, right? But let's be honest, much like Taylor Lewan, you're one of the highest-paid players at your position, and he hasn't made a lot of plays over the last couple of years. And so for him to have that kind of game yesterday, I think if you're a Titans fan, you feel good that, A, you won, and B, Kevin Byard, who's probably every Titans fan's got to be on his top list of favorite players, had a strong game like he did yesterday.
And I think he puts a lot of pressure on himself. And once that defense had the year that it did last year, I think he was trying to do a lot. He was trying to be the kind of ball hawk. He was trying to do run defense. But I think what he does best is kind of sit in the backfield, read the quarterback's eyes, and that's what he did. And really, he's got an eye for the football. He's got the nose for it. And that was good for him because he's one of those guys. He's going to take the foot to the chin, whatever you want to say about it. He's there to be had, and he's not going to back down from it.
He's a stand-up guy, 100%.
See, he has been there whenever he said he's been playing not up to his standard. But this year, I think he's played much, much better, and I don't think it's a surprise that the defense has played better once Kevin is there with it as well.
Yeah, but they got to be better, though. Yep. With the competition you're going to be facing in the next several weeks, this defense has to be better. Kevin Byard, first NFL touchdown. He had four pick sixes in college at MTSU. So happy for him, and I'm sure if you're a Titans fan, you're happy. But again, I go back to that touchdown that was reversed. We might be having a different conversation this morning. But, hey, all's well that ends well if you're a Titans fan. All right, let's take our last break. We'll come back, wrap up the show. Stay with us.
Over the last several months, you've heard me talk about golf, and in particular, Riverside Golf Links. It's at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. Earlier this summer, I went out and played, and I found out for sure that the things I've been saying to you in the commercial were absolutely true. So I want to take this and go one step farther. As the weather gets a little bit cooler, you might think about next year in golf, tournaments you might be involved in, tournaments you might set up. Let me strongly suggest Riverside Golf Links. I did this with a friend earlier, and they got it all set up, and they'll be playing a tournament next year. They've got 27 holes. You can simply go to riversidegolflinks.com or give them a call, 615-847-5074. It's golf the way you want it at Riverside Golf Links.
Hi, I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all. And that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing a million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world for all of us.
Easy Moving and Transitions is on the air reminding all drivers to save the text message for a time when it's not going to cause an accident. Put down your cell phones and never text and drive. This safety message is brought to you by Easy Moving and Transitions. For all your moving and packing service needs, call the pros at 877-870-2121. That's 877-870-2121. Easy Moving and Transitions, on the air reminding you to never text and drive. They're professionals who care.
Your exclusive national sports radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today's going to be mostly sunny, temperatures near 80, mainly clear with patchy fog forming tonight, low 60. Patchy fog to start Saturday, otherwise sunny, high 84, sunshine Sunday. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on national sports radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Wrapping things up here on a energetic Monday. I can't believe I have this much energy on 3.5 hours sleep. I was on a plane this morning. Patton from Jacksonville had all kinds of issues traveling over the weekend. Go back and listen to the start of the show if you missed that on SoundCloud. It was an adventure. So I think the combination of the fact that, you know, my plane actually took off and landed on time this morning, and I was able to make it here, you know, which I was mildly concerned about, knowing that Greg wasn't going to be here. I didn't want to stick you with the show all by yourself, although you would have killed it. There's no doubt in my mind.
2 hours of Arsenal, and I'm sure the listeners would have loved it.
Yeah, we're talking about La Liga, yeah. Premier League. Yeah. So they have a left back who's really tearing it up this year. Hey, give us your thoughts.
Right. Call in.
Yeah,
call.
Kicking it with the general. Get it? Talking soccer.
Love it.
Kicking it with the general. But I think all those factors gave me a lot of energy coming in here today, because I tell you what, when I get out of here, I'm going to take me a nappy. I'm going to DVR the Braves Brewers game, and I'm gonna be out like a light, bro.
Now your returning flight was one way, unlike
yes.
The, okay, well that's
yes.
I'm sure you would rather it one way coming back than the latter. But happy you were here today, and it's been a good fun show.
Thanks, man. Thanks to you, man, for making it happen. But yeah, it was a nice deal. Direct flight coming in this morning from Jacksonville, and I bucked up and got the upgrade so I could get in the A group, because, like I said, I flew. I won't say the name, but it rhymes with MouthQuest this morning. So with all the issues that they had all weekend, it was just good to be home. Good to be back here in Middle Tennessee. All right, before we get out of here, we are up against it, but I think we could squeeze Steve in real quick. Steve-O, good morning.
What's up, JB?
Morning, pal.
Hopefully Pogue and my brother are behaving themselves.
Probably not.
Today. Hey, on a serious note, I can't really speak to my father, but as a family that does quite a bit of advertising on your station, I'm not a real big fan of giving Big Jeff from the Borough a platform at this point. It's pretty upsetting, to be honest, the more I think about it. I was a big fan of Phil Valentine, and I think the guy, I think Jeff's a little bit racist as well. So,
look,
whatever my two cents is worth.
No, that's fair. That's fair, Steve. And listen, like I said, what he said and did on Bill's show today was below the line. You know, it was uncalled for. No matter what side you sit on, you know what I mean. Yeah. And to talk ill of the dead like that was just low class.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all getting rid of Cosby. He's definitely racist, and he thinks he's funny, whatever, Bill. loves giving them a platform, but this is supposed to be fun and a
preparation
from all the serious stuff in life and
right.
getting away from it all in sports talk. I appreciate everything y'all do, but just whatever it's worth, I would agree with banning that guy from this station.
Duly noted, Steve. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
Yeah, thank you too. I mean, you know, it's been discussed. You know, it has been discussed. I know how I feel about it. You know, I feel pretty strongly about it, you know, but Greg, who I like and respect and is, you know, responsible for me being on this show, and I owe him a lot, and I consider him a friend. We don't see eye to eye on that situation, and that's okay. That's fine. You know what I mean? But, yeah, his actions today on Bill's show were totally uncalled for,
yep.
No matter what side you sit on. And Steve's right, man. This is a show you're supposed to go to. We have fun. We talk sports. We talk pop culture. We talk about everything going on. And it's supposed to be a show where you can go and forget about your troubles for a couple hours, you know, no political agenda. Doesn't matter, you know, what side you're on politically. Doesn't matter what race you are. Just come. Just listen to our show and have fun. Laugh a little bit. Get your midday, you know, off to a pretty good start. All right, I'm off my soapbox. Braves playoff baseball coming up. 12:07 first pitch. Pregame, I guess, around 1:50, 11:50-ish. Sure, sounds good. Braves Brewers game 3. That series tied 1-1. We'll be back here tomorrow, and I guess Greg won't because there will be a game tomorrow. But thanks so much for listening. Jim Rome is next. Have a great day, everybody. One love. Stay safe.